The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Thank you. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with my friend Rich Lowry. Rich, before John Zmirak comes on, I want to talk to you about what we were talking about an hour two. You said that, you know, the fact that we have a president who will have to – he cannot resist, for example, tweeting about Mika Brzezinski and what she said. I basically agree with you on this, right? But it is funny that we now have the phenomenon, the technology of Twitter, to do an end run around what used to be ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, at the end of the day. And I guess my question is, with the way the press has behaved under this presidency, how would he get his message out?
Yeah, so some people loosely get to this aspect of Trump being a little too uncontrolled, say he should stop tweeting. Obviously, he shouldn't stop tweeting. I mean, he's got, 50 million followers. And as he said during the primaries, I think at some point, Twitter, it's like owning the New York Times, except you're not losing money, right? So it's an enormously effective platform. And what I would recommend, you know, he's never going to do it, is just do all the tweets. Just get them out. Save them in drafts, like 20 of them. Hand your phone to Kellyanne and say, Kellyanne, you select the ones that will actually go out, you know? And then, you know, 10 of them are great. And on message and fine and help them and do it. And then the other ones you can just sort of forget about. And all of us, I fall prey to this. Twitter is just – it's just a constant temptation to reveal the worst parts of yourself. And we all do it, but most of us aren't president of the United States. And just another thing about – you know, we were talking about the press conference Friday, just how entertaining he is. He is just still like the biggest figure in American public life, and this came true in the primaries when he was leading in the polls. So he was in the middle position. He was taller. He was more voluble. You know, his hair looked better. He was oranger than everyone else, and that's all still true. He's just like the biggest figure, and despite the press constantly writing these stories and honestly sourced, you know, he's on the verge of a breakdown. He can barely get out of bed in the morning. He can't, you know, he's not going to be able to perform his duties anymore. He's never showed like the slightest weakness or crack in public at all, and so far, everyone he's confronted, he is diminished and destroyed. Elizabeth Warren's the greatest example. He probably destroyed Elizabeth Warren with one nickname and got her to do the DNA test that got her wrong side of the left-wing base, and she'll never be able to explain that away. So he got in her head, and that's why that's the aspect of Trump I'd be most worried about.
In her head. It's like funny. It's like trash-talking with, you know, it's like I guess it's kind of like when you think of, let's say, Reagan – and Gorbachev, and what personality means. In other words, we have policy, and then we have personality.
Right.
So, But so you think that I mean, look, Elizabeth Warren, I actually find the whole concept of her even thinking she could be president funny.
Right.
Because, you know, you realize that we all think we could be president. She thinks she could be. It's just funny to me that when you think of the field out there, half of them I find funny that why do they think that they're going to be president or they just have a chance? But I guess what I want to say is that it seems to me that what the Trump hating press has done is they take anything negative or possibly negative and twist it and amplify it. And so in a way we confuse, like we say, well, that's Trump. Well, it's not really. In other words, if it were up to him, what he said on this hot mic or that mic would never have mm-hmm. seen the light of day. But
right.
people have seized on even just slight nuances that are confusing, and then they pump it up.
Yeah, like one of my favorite examples of this going back to Russia is the Lester Holt interview. So you listen to the average cable show, you'll believe that he told Lester Holt, I fired James Comey to shut down the Russia investigation. He didn't say that. What he said is I fired him because I think there's nothing to Russia in Trump, and I know this act is probably going to extend the investigation. So how is that obstruction when you actually say, oh, I did this and I know the investigation is going to go longer and I'm not shutting it down? But if that they get that so wrong, but just imagine if that interview had been conducted in private and we didn't see it with our own eyes or
right.
hear it,
right.
we would hear the worst version of it getting exaggerated and the crudest version of it. And that's what basically happens with all these leaks and inside stories.
Well, look, let me ask you, for example, about CNN. I mean, there was a time some years ago that I would watch CNN now and again trying to get a slightly different take. And it sometimes was a centrist take. It was news. I never dreamt that I would see what I have seen. And it's not just a CNN issue. It's an American issue that it's as if we genuinely no longer have journalism in America. Pretty big to say that. I mean, we have friends, many, on CNN. What do you make of the phenomenon? I mean, did they make a decision to do this?
I'm one of them. I'm a CNN contributor, so I shouldn't discuss CNN. I'll talk about the press more broadly. And I think a key inflection point was in August 2016, after he won the nomination, and the New York Times used lie in a headline about him and then congratulated itself about using the word lie. And the rest of the press thought it was wonderful they used the word lie. And for me, that was where the brakes really were just lifted. And they went into outright opposition. And
right.
it's true of every story. You know, we say it about like Jesse Smollett stuff. We say it about social media mobs. Wait 48 hours. It's true of everything. I pay really close attention to immigration policy. And any immigration story, horror story that comes out, I wait. I talk to people in the administration. I try to find out because it's always almost invariably so tendentious when it's not actually factually wrong.
Well, The New York Times can stand in for CNN since you're not a New York Times contributor. I look at the Times every day, and I cannot believe what has happened to that paper. I mean, I simply cannot believe it. I never thought that they were conservative paper, but my goodness, they manage to spin every front page story as anti-Trump. Now,
right.
that's not easy to do. They
right.
do every single one. They spin it against Trump.
Yeah, there was I said this in 2016 after the election. If you just looked at New York Times front pages – you never would have thought he had done anything right or had any chance to win. And that's why briefly there was about a 48-hour period of reflection. Like, we got this wrong. We got to examine about how we go about this. And then immediately snapped back. And obviously this is it's really irritating the president. He cares about it a lot. You know, we hear about it on Twitter. But it helps him. It helps him.
It helps him. Well, that's interesting you say that. I guess I'm just like you, worried about the ship of state, the idea that America ceases effectively to have anything like the journalism we once had, we all lose, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's kind of a golden age in journalism and the worst period in journalism ever. Because if you really want to find good stuff and you know where to look for it, there's a lot of it. It's instantly available in a way it never was before. But there's also a lot of schlock, and institutions like the New York Times that were supposed to kind of above it all, we used to kind of criticize them for being so Olympian, are now like in the game and playing to their crowd. Like explicitly playing to their crowd.
It's like 40% news analysis on the front page, right?
Right.
And most Americans, most people don't even know that news analysis is not news. And it's
right.
like a dodge, like when you get, you know, Kraft cheese slices, it says cheese food. Nobody
right.
knows that that means it is actually not cheese. It's
right.
something else
yeah.
that looks like cheese. And news analysis is just like that. People are like, well, it's the front page of the New York
right.
Times. But it, see that little thing that says news analysis? It means it's opinion on the front page. I just think that it's a kind of madness.
Yeah, and then they're all, you know, the same phenomenon. They're all in the bubble together. They all talk to one another. They all seek the approval of one another. So it, even if they have the very best intentions, it creates this kind of hive mentality that's impossible to get out of.
The hive mentality. Well, Rich, I'm just so grateful for your time today. Since you're local, we're gonna bother you to come back.
Please.
We have cameras now, and so we need photogenic people. You've been on TV before, so seriously though, thank you so much.
Thanks,
just a joy
Eric.
To have you.
Appreciate it.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood. It's in the hands of my love.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Hey folks, it's the Taxes Show, and I gotta tell you,
yeah,
I love Rich Lowry. We got to have him back ASAP.
Yeah, he's local, so.
And boy, do I love John Zmierich. We're going to have him in a second. But before we get to Zmierich, he's putting the Beagles to sleep now. I don't mean, you know, permanently.
Oh,
but he has to put them, but they're like babies. And John Zmierich, he takes good care of them. So he's putting them to sleep. So while he's doing that, I want to talk about a new thing that has developed.
Okay.
Today, obviously, is Tuesday. We got word this morning on this program from Tom Tradup.
Yes.
He's part of the brass at Salem, so you don't want to cross Tom.
Nope.
But seriously, there's a crisis in Haiti, and we were going to do a campaign with Food for the Poor. We've done a campaign with Food for the Poor in the past, but we're going to start it sometime in March. But there is a new crisis there, okay? So let me say, while we're waiting for John to get the Beagles in the bed, that right now the situation on the ground in Haiti is that they're returning to normal very slowly after a week of violent protests over lack of food, and the price of gasoline was doubled to $6 a gallon. This is the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, so you can't even imagine what the situation is like for these people. I think, do we have a clip? Normal in Haiti is still pretty grim. Do we have that?
Yes, there were people on the streets of Port-au-Prince who'd locked themselves in their homes for more than a week trying to stay safe, but a litany of burnt-out gas stations underline the fury now rampant in this country. I live 100 meters from the president's house, he says. I have no electricity, no water. In a country where poverty remains beyond the pale. My feeling, he says, is that it is the beginning of the end of the world in Haiti.
I just want to say, folks, I don't know if you've ever visited Haiti, but we're talking about a country where there is so much suffering. So Food for the Poor is on the ground in Haiti to help. We were going to launch this campaign in a few weeks, but
yeah,
because of the news that's coming out, they asked us to start today. So it's bad, but it's not the end of the world, because Food for the Poor is already there. All they need is our money, right?
Yeah.
That's something in America we have a little bit of. So I want to ask you and your family, open your hearts. We're going to ask you to go to metaxastalk.com. We've got a banner, Haiti Humanitarian Crisis. The page should be up today. This is brand new. Okay, so we already got the page up. And we're going to tell you in the days ahead what you can do to help, it's the same kind of deal. We will, at a certain level, I'll send you a signed Miracles book, a signed Donald Drains a Swamp, whatever we can do to kind of encourage you. But this is really serious. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You can read more about it at MetaxasTalk.com and give as generously as you can. We work with Food for the Poor. We trust Food for the Poor. They are they're heroes. They do a great job.
And there's a phone number too, if you want to just give that out quickly there.
The phone number is 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Again, 844-863-HOPE.
Excellent.
All right. Is John Zmierich on the phone, John?
Yes, how are you doing?
Are the Beagles sleeping yet?
Yeah, they had their organic raw pork patties, and they are asleep.
That's disgusting. Hey, John, we've always got a lot to talk about, so let's start right in. What do you want to talk about today? Do we want to talk about something non-Catholic or something Catholic?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
what is there to talk about?
Well, I've got a piece at stream.org that I hope people will check out. It's called "Assume That Leftists Are Liars." Like father, like son.
Okay, and what do we mean by this? What do we mean? It's a scriptural reference.
You see what I did?
That's very Protestant of you. Go ahead.
No, but it was a pun. You see.
Well, I know, and that was very Catholic. The punning part was very Catholic. So what the piece is at stream.org. A lot of people don't even know about stream.org. It's one of the reasons I keep mentioning it. There's such great stuff there, most of it by you.
I'm honored to write there. I write there 5 days a week. And what I'm showing is, essentially, we need a new paradigm in interpreting the media. We need to assume that what the mainstream media is putting out is not just probably biased or probably, you know, tendentious, but probably false. We should have a new skepticism when we see something reported by the media that seems to skew at all political. If it has any political import at all, we should assume that there's a good chance it's outright a lie. And I know that sounds paranoid. It sounds like I'm in my double-wide trailer, you know, citing my AR-15 on the mailman because he represents the federal government. But no. My dad was a mailman.
Gosh.
I like mailmen.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh. And I live in a double wide, so watch yourself, pal. Hey, listen.
Yeah, but it's a nice double wide.
Now, listen. First of all, I have to comment on the fact that Rich Lowry was on before you today. He twice used the word tendentious.
Yes,
this
sir.
Never been used on the show before. He used it twice. Now we get Zmierich on the phone, and you use the word tendentious. I think the end times are upon us. Something is happening here. But
don't
okay.
get your hopes up.
Okay, ha ha.
All these optimistic millenarians.
Think that
the world's going to end soon. I say, do not get your hopes up. I think we've got decades of mediocrity, centuries of mediocrity ahead of us.
That is, we hope it's only mediocrity. All right, but what you just said is dramatic. It's kind of like a bomb throwing kind of thing that I would say privately. Actually, no, I take that back. I have said that on this program, but some people. Some people would say that's just crazy talk, John. And yet, because I am starting to notice the same thing. But it's very hard to make the paradigm shift because for our whole lives, the media has basically been trying to get it right. So what changed?
What changed was the election of Donald Trump. The media were corralled into a resistance narrative. That they were notified by their friends in the elite, their Ivy League friends, their friends in the federal, in the FBI, all the elites of America united to resist the will of the people, the way they did in Britain to unite to resist Brexit. They announced as much as the day after the election, we're going to nullify this election. We're going to find some pretext for removing Trump from office. Or for denying, not letting him be inaugurated. This is too outrageous. You people are not allowed to vote for someone like this. You know, we'll let you get away with a George W. Bush because he doesn't actually do any harm to our cause. We might let you elect a John Kasich because he wouldn't accomplish anything. But no, you can't elect someone like Trump. You cannot slow down or stop the fundamental transformation of America, which Barack Obama promised. That's going to happen, and if the American voter gets in the way, well, so much the worse for the American voter.
Okay, go ahead.
At that point, journalistic objectivity went out the window the night Donald Trump was elected.
Okay, but what caused you to write this article? In other words, this has been something that's been going on for some time. No, that's not what I asked originally, but I'm saying that as you're talking, I'm thinking, what is it that now made you say this?
I wrote this piece even before the fake hate crime in Chicago.
Can we even believe that? I find that to be truly one of the most horrible things that's ever happened in America, that this man...
Yeah, that Justin Smollett is his name. I have no idea if he's on some show or something. Yeah. I've never seen. He thought that there were two suspects in custody, that the police had captured two white guys who met the description he'd given, and he was tweeting about how eager he was to prosecute them.
Wow.
We now know he hired two Nigerian extras to fake the attack, from all appearances. So he was excited about putting away two innocent people whom the police had picked up. That's how bad it is.
I just have to say that I think that before we get angry, we have to be sad that there are people who would do something like this. I mean, the idea that this actor, whom I would know nothing about unless for this, that he would do something as divisive. It's the divisiveness that scares me. The idea that...
Well, it's success. You had Kamala Harris. You had dozens of congressmen. You had virtually every news network affirming that there was this hate crime, and we had to find the person who did it. I mean, it's a Tawana Brawley thing all over again.
It's much worse than Tawana Brawley. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to John Zmierich. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, and please click on the Haiti banner. They really need our help.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Union leaders for teachers are celebrating a move by the West Virginia House of Delegates to effectively kill a complex education bill that prompted a near statewide strike. Three unions representing teachers and school service workers say they'll be meeting with union members today before deciding on further action. That action could include ending the strike that began today. The unions have scheduled a late afternoon news conference. A congressional subcommittee is highlighting voting problems in Georgia as possible justification for restoring federal oversight of elections. A 2013 Supreme Court decision tossed out provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the previous policies of his 2016 presidential bid are now embraced by the Democratic Party. He says he'll make another bid for the White House. With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, folks, we're talking about Big Bad John Zemirek. He's on the line. John, the piece you have at thestream.org is titled Assume That Leftists Are Leftists Are Liars, Like Father, Like Sons.
Yeah, Eric, you asked me what occasioned the piece.
Yes.
That was seeing the video produced by Nick Sandman, the boy who was most targeted from on the Covington Catholic Boys. The kid in the red hats, standing his ground when the drum is being banged
right,
in his face.
Right.
Nick Sandman, The Truth in 15 Minutes. I think everybody should search for that. Nick Sandman, The Truth in 15 Minutes. It's a video produced by his attorneys showing just how fake the charges against him were, how obvious it was that the charges were fake, and that the media didn't even bother to look at the video, the full video, which had been created and posted by one of the black hate mongers, the black Hebrew Israelites.
Can you send that 15-minute video to me or put it on Twitter?
Yes.
And quote me? You know, just quote me on Twitter.
Yes.
So somebody can see it and we'll retweet it, because that's important. I want people to look at what you're talking about.
But the point I'm making is, if that video had not been taken, if that black Hebrew Israelite had not videotaped that, these kids' lives would be ruined. We would not have proof that they were innocent. All the conservatives, including some at National Review, who pounced on him, would never have retracted. This kid would be the victim of a hate campaign. His name would be mud. People were trying to keep him from getting into college. They were looking at the names of all the kids in that group, and they were talking about writing to their colleges and telling them not to accept them. These kids' lives would be destroyed if it were not for the providential fact that one of the hate mongers on the other side filmed it and posted it to YouTube. How many conservatives who get accused and get convicted without trial, is there not a video proving that they're innocent? For instance, Congressman Steve King. I think he was a victim of a frame job.
You know something? I now believe that as well. I was on Newsmax TV. I would love to have him on. I'm not sure how to reach him. I was on Newsmax TV the day that happened, and I denounced him, not clearly, but it was one of those things like the Covington boys, where the reason I want to try to explain part of what I think happens, John.
Sure.
Think that we're so used to things not being lies, okay? Most of the stuff you can trust. Usually when you hear about a hate crime, it's an actual hate crime. We are not used to having to be this careful. Let's be honest.
Right.
Usually when you see a video of a snotty kid smirking at an old guy, I would automatically take the old guy's part, automatically. But then you see the rest of the story, and then you say, wow, I was fooled. This is totally different, but I never had to do that.
The left is trying to make sure you can't hear. The left wants to make sure you don't hear the rest of the story. My friend Faith McConnell was just kicked off of Facebook forever. Did you hear about this?
You know something? I saw that, and I put her tweets. I retweeted her tweets. I don't understand. First of all, Facebook has never been weirder. Like, something has happened over there. It's just stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
Well, let's say why
stunning.
She was kicked off.
Well, I want to hear this.
She was sharing images and testimonies about the Coptic victims of ISIS, the Egyptian Christians who were murdered for being Christian 2 years ago. That's it. Everybody knows ISIS did it. ISIS took credit for it. They bragged about it. They made the videotape. And she has been deplatformed from Facebook, losing thousands of followers, and she's a human rights activist. I mean, her work depends on that.
Now, why would Facebook do that? In other words,
they didn't explain. They just cut her off.
But I mean,
there's no appeal.
You see, this is
see,
what
it's The First Amendment doesn't cover these massive social media monopolies. Now, what we need to do, what we need to do is to remove their immunity. Currently, these social media companies pretend that they're not publishers, that they don't exert control over content. That's how they're immune.
Okay, now, John,
libel and defamation.
You're a guy living in an apartment in Dallas with beagles. I'm a guy that, by God's grace, I have this radio program, but we don't have power. We are not members of Congress. Why are members of Congress or members of the Senate not doing something about this? Because this, I've been thinking about this at least for a year now, that this is fake. The idea that they're not monopolies, the idea that they're not somehow public. They're performing, you know, if you can tell somebody at a hamburger counter that he has to let black people eat at that counter, if the federal government can do that, which I'm glad they did, but you cannot tell Facebook that they can't play this game, they can't pick and choose who gets to be there. It's the same thing on a, on a gigantic scale.
Eric, the way, but the better way to approach this is not to regulate them or to break them up using antitrust. I think the best way, consonant with capitalism, is to say they are acting as publishers, and therefore they are not immune to libel and defamation.
Look, but this, what I'm saying is that who gets to determine whether they're treated as though the First Amendment applies to them? Who
probably the FCC.
Okay, John, this is the point. You and I are not on the FCC. We don't know anybody on the FCC. Why, under this kind of administration, has the FCC not taken charge of this? This is horrifying.
Aren't we prosecuting Andrew McCabe?
That's another story. Hold on. We're going to be right back talking to John Zmirak.
Was the place we'd meet, second seat, gold Dutch treat, you were sweet, darker shade.
Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what, even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com. Hey, folks, I like to have fun, but I want to talk to you about something that I take very seriously, the Bible. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, as I do, you know it's important to study and understand what it says. And today we're very fortunate to have some very powerful tools to help us study the Bible. The team at Faith Life recently launched their latest version of Logos Bible software, Logos 8. When I heard users calling Logos 8 the best upgrade in years, I knew how to try it for myself. And you know what? They're right. Logos is easier to use and faster than ever. Just tell Logos what you want to study, and it walks you through each step, laying out the books and tools you need along the way. It really is serious Bible study made simple. And now Logos 8 is more affordable than ever. In fact, you can try it for free. So if you're a self-described Bible geek who wants to add hundreds of resources to your study library, or you simply want to take your personal devotions to a new level, I urge you to give Logos 8 a try. Try Logos 8 for free. Go to logos.com/Eric or call 888-670-3148 and get started right away. That's logos.com/Eric.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hey there, folks. Here from Texas Show, talking to John Zmirak. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about something that's so central to our culture right now. The idea that Facebook could kick off a hero, a friend of ours like Faith McDonald, not for any good reason and get away with it. You're saying that the FCC ought to be the ones. My question to you is, why do you think, with this having been going on for at least 2 years, that the FCC hasn't stepped up? I mean, it's just fascinating to me. This Obama's not the president. We have a president, I would think, who would want to do something about this. So it's just bizarre that you and I have to talk about this on the program, that there's not somebody in charge looking at this and doing something about it.
The Trump administration has been successfully put on the defensive from the very beginning with this fake Russian collusion investigation. They're trying to put half of his campaign staff into prison. They've got his own attorney turning against him. That, I think, successfully crippled this administration. They didn't get a wall built. They didn't prosecute the people in the deep state who basically committed treason or sedition, trying to remove a democratically elected president by misinterpreting the 25th Amendment. This administration has been under siege like Nixon after Watergate, just for the crime of having won the election.
Well, no, I certainly agree with that, but I still don't understand. I think most of us who are aware of the social media scene know that Twitter, Google, Facebook, these are like public concerns. These are no longer, you know, like it's my club. I can do what I want in my club. It's my little private company. I can decorate it how I want. The idea that the federal government would let them get away with, you know, deplatforming, to use the ugly new verb, Faith McDonald, this is not okay in America. There's not three Facebooks. There's one.
Right.
Something needs to be done.
I agree. So in my piece at stream.org, I give a five-step program for dealing with the media. And I think we need to do is act like you're in Poland in 1975, and the media are controlled by the communist government. That should be your assumption in watching virtually any network except Fox and One America News. Just assume this is agitprop coming from the Communist Party. Basically, that should be your starting point. It's called a hermeneutic of suspicion, where you assume a strong political agenda behind anything that's being enthusiastically promoted by the media. And the more hysterical they are about it, the more suspicious you should be.
Right. Well, again, I'm very sorry to agree. I think the Steve King thing is the classic example. But look, when you have people like Kevin McCarthy not getting it, and denouncing these people. I mean,
well, you know what it is? They're desperately trying to feed their weaker allies to the crocodiles in the hope of getting eaten last.
Right.
That was Churchill talking about appeasing the Nazis. And what we have to see is the totalitarian, utopian, fanatical nature of the left in America, which has taken over once mainstream institutions. I was able to be at Yale and be a loud conservative, even get in having expressed my views in my interview. I would not even get in now. And if I did get in, I would be expelled.
Well, it's interesting.
That's how much worse things have gotten.
I remember when we were there, you were a couple of years behind me because you're younger, but I think that all of this certainly started at Yale around this time. I think if you went to Yale, 15 years earlier, you wouldn't have seen a hint of this. This kind of came in on the heels of the 60s, and political correctness, I encountered it in the early 80s for the first time at Yale University. I never knew anything about it, and we're now living with it's come into full flower, let's say.
Yeah. The people the little Stalinists who were in school with us are now in positions of power, and they are using that power ruthlessly. And it shouldn't surprise us. People who don't believe in God and don't believe in an afterlife and think that we're all the result of some biomolecular mistake are not liable to hew to the highest standards of ethics. Big surprise.
What mistake?
Biomolecular.
Watch yourself. That's my mother you're talking about. No, it's just so funny because you're right, and yet it's hard to believe that it's in full flower, because we've been watching this over the decades. But to get to a point now where you're seeing things like the Covington situation, and to me, the Justin Smollett thing, it's so horrifying that it really is like we're in a new America. If you ever needed proof, this kind of thing is the proof. So it's going to take a moment for us to make the paradigm shift, to understand.
I'll give you an even bigger piece of proof. The old Saturday Night Live, back when they were somewhat bipartisan, they would totally have had, Cecily Strong, that dark-haired, really funny comedian.
Yeah.
She does the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at
right.
a party.
Yeah.
That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
If they were their old selves, they would have had the girl you wish you hadn't elected to the Congress explaining the Green New Deal to Seth Meyer.
Right.
But you're nothing like that now. It's entirely one-sided. It's just a complete self-congratulatory, pep rally for the fashionable left. And that's just the indicator. That's the canary dead at the bottom of the coal mine.
Well, I was going to say that the problem is that Christians, serious Christians, and conservatives have not invested in the culture. We talk about this stuff, but we don't produce something like an SNL. And I think that's a problem because right now there have never been riper targets for parody than today.
Right.
I mean, it's a stunning moment that we have. And there is no one on our side, so to speak, doing anything really funny about it. The only one who comes close is Greg Gutfeld, and his show is not the kind of show where you can do very much with that. But there just aren't people doing that, and there aren't places in the media where you can do that. Look, Fox is not even interested in that kind of stuff. They will let Greg do a little bit, but they're not going to have a show on like that. There's no place to do that. We're going to go to another break talking to John Zmirak. Folks, please stick around and please go to MetaxasTalk.com and help the folks in Haiti. It's very desperate, so we're kicking off the campaign today.
Back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he will run for president in 2020.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
President Trump says that Sanders ran a great race for the presidency 4 years ago, but he believes the Vermont senator missed his time. The president also expressed an opinion that Sanders was treated unfairly by the Democratic Party's nominating process.
I thought what happened to Bernie Sanders 4 years ago was quite sad as it pertains to our country. So we'll see how he does. You got a lot of people running, but only one person's going to win. I hope you know who that person is.
The 77-year-old Sanders joins a growing list of Democrats seeking the nomination. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Talking to John Zmirak. John, just a couple of minutes left. We're talking about what we usually talk about. And I think that it is a big issue for me that those who are traditional, those who are biblically based, conservative, we have not created humor. We have not done the kind of stuff that the left has had, you know, there's nobody on the field on our side, culturally speaking.
Well, you and I have each written funny, witty books with promoting these viewpoints, but they're not most of them on, the New York Times bestseller list. They're not getting discussed on television.
Well, right, but that's kind of the point is that, look, this has been my bête noir for three decades. I've been talking about how a show like Charlie Rose when he existed or Tavis Smiley or anybody you can think of, they're not going to have you on to talk about your books. They're not going to have me on to talk about my books. And so our books don't exist. We have small worlds. In my case, some of my books have gotten some purchase in the Christian world or in the conservative world. But basically, the platforms, kind of like Facebook, they can determine who is seen and who is not seen. And that's the larger problem is that
they need to be made afraid. And I think maybe some antitrust moves on the Trump administration's part, maybe revising whether they're viewed as publishers and subject to libel lawsuits. That's what will terrify them. If men like Lynn Wood can start suing Facebook for all that it's worth for having spread lies about Nick Sandman. They need to be deprived of the immunity that they have. They currently are immune. They're able to pretend, oh, listen, we don't control what goes on Facebook. Well, yes, you bloody well do. And now you're going to be legally liable for it. Watch the most valuable company in the world become worthless overnight. That would make me so happy. Nothing would make me happier.
Well, again,
Facebook get bankrupt and taken over by the federal government and run by Amtrak.
Well, look, I mean, the point is, again, that there's only one Facebook. If there were two or three or five, we wouldn't have this problem. But when you only have, I mean, Faith McDonald does not have, she can't say, okay, and then I'll go to ABC, CBS kicked me off. That's, you know, look, the same thing happens to somebody like Bill O'Reilly. There's no other Fox News, like there's three of them, so he'll go to the other one or so. It's really a very bad situation. And so those of us on this side of the cultural divide have planned poorly, and we've allowed, the long march through the institutions, including the worlds of journalism and entertainment and media, have effectively boxed us out. And that, to my mind, is the central issue of our time. And so we're talking about it in all these different ways. But, I don't know if they're going to reinstate Faith McDonald. They did reinstate, I think, Diamond and Silk were kicked off for a little bit, and then they were put, or maybe it was Twitter. I actually don't know. But I have to say that if somebody in the federal government doesn't understand that this is an American issue and do something about it, I don't know why we have a government or why we elect, conservatives to be president.
TJ Media was blocked for posting simply the facts of the Justin Smollett hoax. You know, because in this case, the facts might seem kind of racist.
Unbelievable. We're out of time. John Zmirak, we will have you back, I hope, before
Thanks,
the end
sir.
Of this
have
week. ASAP, my friend. God bless you, folks. That's the end of the program. Please tell your friends about it. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give to the Haiti Relief Fund at the top of the page. And go to EricMetaxas.com to get my newsletter if you're not getting it. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.